We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The debates over whether or not and how to reopen schools across the country in the fall as the pandemic continues on being waged by the president, governors, cabinet secretaries, superintendents. What about the teachers? They will, after all, be right there in the classrooms being asked to teach, to enforce mask wearing, social distancing, all at high risk of being infected with COVID-19.
And the teachers will have some say in whether they are called back to the classroom. After all, they do have some pretty powerful unions on their sides, and we are talking with one of them now. Becky Pringle is a middle school science teacher. She's also vice president of the National Education Association. That is the largest teachers union in the nation, representing some 3 million educators. Becky, thank you for joining us.
It's good to be here. Thank you for having me.
So I can see teachers wanting to get back into the classroom because most of them are very dedicated and they really want to educate students. On the other hand, I certainly can understand why they would have some very serious health concerns. How do you navigate that?
So I heard in your lead up to our conversation that finally, people are reaching out and asking educators not only how they feel about it, but asking them to use their professional expertise on how we could possibly reopen our schools safely. Because here's the thing, we have to do this right. Our kids' lives and their health and their learning is at stake. And for us to have these conversations and not be including the very people who will be charged with keeping our kids safe, making sure their learning continues, making sure, as you said, the environment in which they're working and learning is safe and clean and all of those things. No one wants to be back with our students more than educators. We miss them so much. You saw the amazing stories from all over this country with teachers having parades to go see their kids in their cars. They were driving up to houses so they could check on some of the students for those classes, online classes. And so they want to be back, but they absolutely want to be assured that they have a safe learning condition for their learning conditions for their students and safe working conditions for themselves.
Let's take your science classroom then. I'm sure you've thought of how it could be done. So did you find a way?
Right. So I taught in a rather large room, because I had a science lab right in my room. So I had a space in the front where you had desks that were together, where I did my instruction and work with students. And then in the back, they went back to the back to do their experiments. I could never teach that same way if we were following the CDC guidelines of being that distance of 6 feet apart. We could not do that. It would not be possible. I had 30 students in my middle school science class, which, let me tell you, was hard enough to keep their attention and keep them focused.
I bet.
Just imagine that. But now, trying to keep them safe and engaged in learning, you're talking about ensuring that we have enough teachers and other adults in that school to keep them safe. You're talking about setting up physical distancing that, by the way, takes time. And that's one of the things that we're talking about right now is, you know, as policymakers are debating when and whether and if, not necessarily talking to teachers, every day gets closer to that start day. Every day gets further away from them having the time to actually engage in the just in the questions you're asking me, how can we possibly do this so they could come back and they can be safe and we can keep them safe? And then if they are not, what are we going to do? How are we going to make sure that we have enough school nurses to take care of students who get sick or adults who get sick? What are we going to do when the parents come up to school, as they always do, to make sure that our school secretaries are safe? Because they are the first ones they greet people coming from the outside. All of these things take time and they take resources to address, none of which none of which our states and localities have right now. They're suffering. They're all suffering. And so we're depending on the federal government to do what's right and allocate the funding in the HEROES Act that the Congress passed last month.
But here's what I guess I don't totally get, Becky, is that, you know, we've been now as a nation, as a world, going through this since, what, February.
Right.
And everybody knew that schools were going to be a major issue. And you would think, just as we just had a nurse on, you may have heard, you know, you would think that after all these months, we would have our act together and we would have a plan for getting, you know, medical people the protective devices
right.
they need. And you would also think by now we'd have a pretty firm idea of what we're going to do with students and teachers come the late summer or fall. But we don't, do we?
You would think that because we have had the time and we've had those discussions about what's necessary. But the reality is that we have just an appalling lack of leadership from the federal government. We are listening to Donald Trump and Betsy DeVos talk of demanding that schools open and saying nothing about how they will open safely. They keep leaving that word out of their sentences, and I know it's deliberately because they know it will take money for that to happen. Donald Trump said immediately when the HEROES Act was passed that it's dead on arrival because he was not going to sign a bill that allocated the billions of dollars we need in our schools to keep our students and the people who have dedicated their lives to educating America's children safe. And so we know we have an uphill battle, but you're right. We should have been preparing for this in February. At least we should have passed this by last month, so that educators and parents and community members could be coming together to make it safe for kids. But what they keep doing is trying to force us into this false choice between the health of the students and the health of the economy.
Yeah,
well,
we knew this was coming.
Acceptable.
You're right. Becky Pringle, middle school science teacher, vice president, National Education Association. Bell's ringing for us, so we got to go. But Becky, thanks.